You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC, home of McFog the Dog.
The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
I consider myself lucky to have a pretty short list of phobias, but one thing that's always given me the heebie-jeebies is radiation. You show me one of those yellow circles with the black triangles on it, and I'll be as far away from it as humanly possible. Well, there's new hope for us who would like our radiation eradicated. And it comes from the University of Helsinki. Scientists of the Finnish persuasion have identified extremophile bacteria in uranium mines, which metabolize radioactive isotopes, converting nuclear waste into stable, non-radioactive compounds. Let's hear it for radiation-eating bacteria. Good thing I'm not a germaphobe, too. These little rad gobblers can survive radiation doses 3,000 times what would be lethal for humans. In practical terms, they can reduce radiation half-life from 24,000 years to under 50 years, potentially solving the increasing problem of what to do with all our nuclear waste. The scientists even have streamlined the bug's diet to target specific isotopes like cesium-137 and strontium-90. Also, at Chernobyl, ground zero for nuclear screw-ups, there has also been signs of nature taking over to mitigate the damage. Radiotrophic fungi have been spotted, which absorb high-energy gamma radiation and convert it into chemical energy for growth. Experts caution these natural treatments may help us contain radiation rather than protect us from poisoning, but they could help shield astronauts from cosmic radiation on long space flights. It's not being bitten by a radioactive spider cool, but cool nonetheless. I'm Cal Cote, catching thieves just like flies. Hey there. This hour, we make stops across Eastern and Southern Europe, Mauritania, Mali, a spotlight on Brazil, and go for a ride on the storm with Senior Coconut. First, a debut remix from Galicia sound designer Bayuca. Here's the Ale Acosta remix of PAEQB. New Global Grooves from World Beat Canada Radio. working hard touring band from Seattle, Polyrhythmics, are 8 albums deep. Their latest brand new is called Life From Below. They rocked the rickshaw in Vancouver just last weekend. Bayouka before that with P-A-E-Q-B, the L.A. Acosta remix. He's from Galicia. Wesley is from Montreal. He's a Haitian-Canadian. His new album is called Makea. And here's an example of some Congo rhythm. It's called Ayeya from World Beat Canada Radio, another debut.
Les moi chérie, ou dis-moi. Les soyons chérie, ou dis-moi. Les meilleurs chérie, ou dis-moi. Les tous chérie, ou dis-moi. Oui, tu aïe, aïe, aïe. Oui, tu aïe, aïe, aïe. L'amour sans vous, ça y est, tu sous pas tout, y'a pas qu'on sa chose dans vous. Pourtant, combien ma foule, pourtant, combien qu'à jour, pour sortir dans la coupe, pour vivre, jouer les cours. Pour qu'on aimerait mes chakras, qu'on aimerait mes bandas, pour son pas qu'à pas la loi, elle m'en a ça y est là. Nous mentis pas, dis pas, chaque jour nous fait trois fois. L'entra pour planter toi, on dit, on sait qu'elle nous dit, on sait voir. Les manières, c'est oui, pour dire.
People that are so beset by tragedy. Wesley celebrating his culture with Makea, a new album, and Ayeya is the name of that track. Back with more music from Didon, the collaboration between Tunisian-Canadian Miriam Ben-Amor and American Carmen Rizzo. From Bob El Medina, Janoon is straight ahead on this episode of World Beat Canada Radio. Thanks for joining me riding shotgun on this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote. La Folie, or Crazy Love, from Amadou and Miriam, their last album together. And that is the title track. Didon before that, and Janoon, an instrumental track from their new album, Bob El Medina. Here's Afro Dream. They're from Italy with a Senegalese singer. The album's called Gis Gis. This is Mamar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Tu n'as jamais éclairci ta peau. Tu n'as
been dark and stormy here in Vancouver. And the other day, somebody mentioned Senior Coconut, which brought to mind our touch of the familiar. Huey Schmidt, a.k.a. Senior Coconut, has taken the Lizard King classic and put a merengue feel behind it. This is Senior Coconut and Riders on the Storm, your touch of the familiar from World Beat Canada Radio.
Children play.